Hi there, this is Kevin Skinner, pastor at First Baptist Church in Stockdale, Texas, and welcome to our weekly message podcast. If you live in the Stockdale area, then I would invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. to worship with us in person. You can also check out our webpage at fbcstockdale.org. Here at First Baptist, we are a community church with a kingdom mission, and we invite you to join us on that mission. Well, I want to start out this morning by showing you a picture. And so, Candace, you can throw that picture up right now. I ran across this picture while scrolling through Facebook a little more than a month ago. This picture was taken 14 years ago, back in 2010, at First Baptist Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And to give you a little bit of background on this picture, on a Sunday evening prior to this picture being taken, on a Sunday evening, the church had voted to commission me to go to Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary in Fort Worth. And so this was our final Sunday morning that we were with that church. And that's our pastor that's there with us. And so he had just asked me how the church could be praying for us as we prepared for that move. And so here I was answering that question. Now, what you don't see is that directly following this picture, the church gathered around us and they laid hands on us and they prayed over us to send us out. And so this morning we're launching into a new series titled Called Out. And as we go through this new series, we're going to be looking at different individuals in Scripture that are that were called out by God for His plans and His purposes. Now, as I look back at this picture, I think about the faithfulness of First Baptist Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to recognize that call on our life to pray over us and to send us out. And so as I think about this, the question arises, are there individuals at First Baptist Church Stockdale that God is calling today? Now, I can say without a shadow of a doubt that God is calling every single one of us in this room this morning in some form or fashion. If you are not a believer in this room, you've never given your life to Christ, then first and foremost, God is calling you to repentance. God is calling you to salvation through Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for your sins and for mine. And so the question this morning is not, is God calling you? The question is are you going to be willing to respond to that call? Are you going to be willing to surrender to Christ for salvation? Now, second, if you're a believer in this room, and if you would say that you're a member here at First Baptist Church Stockdale, it could be that God is calling you to serve in some form or fashion here at this church, to get involved in a ministry here at this church body. Now, it could be that if you are serving in some way already, it could be that God is simply calling you to remain faithful. If you remember last year at the start of the year, at the start of 2023, I cast a vision for this church that we would be a faithful people in all things, at all times, until it's all over. And so it could be that you are serving faithfully already, and so God is simply calling you to remain faithful right where you are. But it could be that we have some in this room that God is calling to vocational ministry or vocational missions. I don't think that we talk about that enough, that God is still in the business of calling people out for His plans and for His purposes, that God is still calling people to ministry. God is still calling people to missions. And so if that's the case, then my desire is that we would be faithful right here at First Baptist Church Stockdale to recognize that call on people's life, that we might also pray over them and send them out. Now listen, I don't have an anxious desire to start sending people out from this place to get rid of people, right? That's not why I'm preaching on this series. But I do think that we should be faithful. If God is still calling people today, we should be faithful as a church to recognize that, to raise them up, and to send them out. And so as we go through this series, let's ask this question. Are there individuals at First Baptist Church Stockdale that God is calling today? And maybe even let's make that a little more personal and ask, is God calling you? And you can personalize that for yourself. Is God calling me? So if you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to Exodus chapter 3. We're going to look at verses 1 through 15 this morning. Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. Now, we're also going to look at some key verses in chapter 4 as well, but the primary text that we're going to be reading from is Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. Now, as you're turning there, let me set this up for you. The passage that we're going to be looking at today is going to be familiar for many of you, especially if you grew up in church, because this is one of the big ones, one of the big stories that we begin teaching to our children in Sunday school, even at an early age. This is the story of God calling Moses as he appears to him in a burning bush. And at the start of chapter 3, we're going to read that Moses was shepherding the flock of his father-in-law. And as we see that Moses was shepherding the flock of his father-in-law, I want you to notice that Moses was in a humble position. We've talked about this in the past, but at that time, right, shepherds, many times they were looked down upon because shepherds, they were dirty. They were out in the field tending flock. It was a dirty job, but it was also a necessary job. But not only was Moses a shepherd, but he was the shepherd of someone else's flock. Moses wasn't wealthy. He didn't have a flock of his own. Here he was shepherding his father-in-law's flock, shepherding the flock for someone else. Now, what we're going to see in this passage is that God met Moses in the burning bush to call Moses to a specific purpose. But as we think about God calling Moses while he was shepherding his father-in-law's flock, there's a couple of things that I want you to hear. First, God is not looking for the well-known. And I think this is important for us to remember, because I think sometimes we have a misconception, probably due to our celebrity culture. We have celebrities in Hollywood, but we also have celebrity pastors. We see them on TV, we see them in the bookstores, we see them on social media, and maybe because of this celebrity culture that we live in, we have this misconception that God only calls the well-known, and God could never call me because I'm just a nobody. And so our image may be skewed by this celebrity culture, but I want you to know, while yes, there are celebrity pastors out there, there are far more pastors, youth pastors, worship ministers, children's ministers, deacons, servants in the church. There are far more individuals that are serving God week in and week out faithfully that outside of their congregation, not a single person knows their name. By the world standards, they are nobodies, but here they are serving the Lord faithfully for God's kingdom purposes. So if you feel like, man, God could never call me or God could never use me because I'm just a nobody, I want you to know God is in the business of using nobodies for his kingdom. And maybe you need that reminder today. God is in the business of using nobodies for his kingdom. Because at the end of the day, God's plan and God's purpose for the individuals that he calls, it's not for God to point to those people, rather it's for those people to point back to God, that God might receive the glory in the calling and in the using of these people. So God's not looking for the well-known. Second, God is not looking for those who have it all together. I think that's another thing that might prevent us from responding to the call or maybe even believing that God could call us. Is that we think, man, God could never call me, God could never use me, because I'm not qualified or equipped. And it may be true that when God calls you, you are not qualified. It may be that when God calls you, you are not equipped. But that doesn't mean that you're going to remain unequipped or unqualified. In fact, as we think back to the picture that I started out by showing you, the church at that time, they were not praying over me to send me into a ministry position. That would come later. At that time, they were praying over me and sending me to go get equipped because they recognized the call. And so as we look at Moses tending the flock of his father-in-law, listen, he certainly did not have the qualifications to answer the call, but it was never about Moses' qualifications to begin with. It was always about the God that was calling Moses to accomplish his plans and his purposes. So God's not looking for the well-known or for those who have it all together. And we're going to expound on that as we continue looking through this passage. But with that in mind, let's read Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. It says, "Meanwhile, Moses was shepherding the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. Then the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire within a bush. As Moses looked, he saw that the bush was on fire but was not consumed. So Moses thought, 'I must go over and look at this remarkable sight. Why isn't this bush burning up?' When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called out to him from the bush, 'Moses, Moses.' 'Here I am,' he answered. 'Do not come closer,' he said. 'Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy ground.' Then he continued, 'I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, 'I have observed the misery of my people in Egypt and have heard them crying out because of their oppressors. I know about their sufferings, and I have come down to rescue them from the power of the Egyptians and to bring them from that land to a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the territory of the Canaanites, Hethites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites.' So because of the Israelites' cry for help, has come to me, and I have also seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them, therefore go. I am sending you to Pharaoh so that you may lead my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." But Moses asked God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" He answered, "I will certainly be with you, and this will be the sign to you that I am the one who sent you. When you bring the people out of Egypt, you will all worship God at this mountain." Then Moses asked God, "If I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your ancestors has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' What should I tell them?" God replied to Moses, "I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites: 'I am has sent me to you.'" God also said to Moses, "Say this to the Israelites: 'The Lord, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever. This is how I am to be remembered in every generation.'" Now, we've already considered that Moses was out in the flock tending the he was out in the field tending the flocks of his father-in-law when God appeared to him in the burning bush and called him. But if I could, I want to give you one more thing to consider here. Here it is. God met Moses right where he was. Moses was doing something at this point that he had been doing for years. Moses was very used to tending the sheep for his father-in-law. He was doing something that was very ordinary, just going about his daily business. In fact, even the place where God called Moses was a very ordinary place. That word Horeb, which Mount Horeb, that also Mount Sinai, where God would later give the Ten Commandments to Moses. But that word Horeb means desolation or deserted. And so this was a very plain, ordinary place. And so here in the midst of the ordinary, here in the midst of the mundane, we see God shows up to call Moses. God met Moses right where he was. And so I would just ask you this morning, would you let God meet you right where you are? So Tomorrow, we've already talked about this, but tomorrow we're going to be sending a group of students to Alto Frio for youth camp. And we believe that God is going to do some great things at youth camp. Our expectation is that God is going to move in the lives of these students, that God is going to call some to salvation, that we're going to see some growing deeper in their walk with Christ during the week, that maybe we'll see some make a commitment for baptism that have never made that commitment before, and maybe we'll even see some surrender to the call to ministry. But I want you to know, even though we believe that God is going to move at Alto Frio this week, I want you to know we don't have to wait for students to go to Alto Frio for God to move. God can move right in this place, right here, today. And this is good news for us, because while we are sending lots of students to go to youth camp this year, I think we have 38 going to youth camp right now, while we are sending this large group to camp, there are many, many more of us that are not going to camp this week. There are many, many more of us that are simply going to be going about our regular routine. We're going to be going about our daily business, tending the flocks of our own, if you will. We're simply going to be going through the routine of this life. And you know what? Maybe you even came here today because you would say, this is just part of the routine. And if this is just part of your weekly routine to come to church, let me say thank you. I think that it's important to have this as part of our routine, because God calls us to gather together and to worship together. So thank you for making this a part of your routine. But if you would say, man, I'm just here because it's the routine, I'm just here because this is ordinary, listen, God can still do something great in our lives. He can still do something amazing in our lives, even in the midst of the ordinary. So would you let God meet you right where you are today? And it's very possible that as God meets you, you might sense that God is calling you in some way. It could be that God is calling you to vocational missions or vocational ministry. It could be that God is calling you to go to youth camp, if you're a male, as a sponsor this week, right? Little plug for Palmer right there. But as God meets you, you could sense that God is calling you. And so let's be faithful to respond to that call. And so as we continue to walk through this passage, there are some things that I want you to see in chapter 3 and some key verses in chapter 4. First, I want you to see that God called. God called. What does verse 4 say again? It says, when the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called out to him from the bush, Moses, Moses. Now, as we think about God calling Moses here, I want to point out that before God called out to Moses, first, he got Moses' attention. Moses was tending the flock when he noticed this bush that was on fire. Now, the thing that was unique about this bush was not simply that this bush was on fire, but that this bush was on fire and it was not being consumed. It was not being burnt up. And so certainly this was something to take note of. And so Moses, he turned his attention from the flock. He turned his attention and he gave his attention to this bush, ultimately giving his attention to God. And so when he gave his attention to God, this is when God called out to him. And so as we think about this, I have to wonder, how often do we miss out on what God has for us because we're distracted? How often do we miss out on hearing from God because we're distracted from all of the things around us in this world? Listen, I think this is one of the reasons why we see God move in such a mighty way at camp each year. Because these kids, they're getting away from the distractions of the world, getting away from their phones, getting away from the TV, getting away from all of these other things. They're just devoting their attention to God. But how often do we miss out on what God has for us because we're distracted? I think this is why it's so important for us to put some intentional time into our days to study God's Word. Because when we give our attention to God's Word, ultimately we are giving our attention to God. And when we give our attention to God, He is going to speak to us. And I've said this so many times before, but if you want to hear from God, look no further than His Word. He has spoken. Let's give our attention to His Word that we might hear from Him. And while God speaks in many ways and on many different things as we look at His Word, sometimes God speaks to us through His Word to call us out for a specific purpose. And maybe that purpose is specifically for ministry or missions. So let me encourage you this morning, intentionally give your attention to God. Not just when you're in this building, but yes, also when you're in this building, but also every single day of your life, intentionally give your attention to God. Now, as Moses gives his attention to God by turning his attention to this burning bush, it's then that we see God called out to him, and this is where we get the title for our series, Called Out. God called out to Moses. And when God called out to him, God called out to him with a purpose. In verses 7 through 9, we read that God saw the misery of the people in Egypt. He heard them crying out because of their oppressors. He saw the way the Egyptians were oppressing them. And so God was calling out to Moses in response to the prayers and the cries of the Israelites. So let me pause right here and say this. When God calls, He calls on purpose and with a purpose. And maybe you need that reminder today. When God calls, He calls on purpose and with a purpose. Now that purpose is going to be different for each of us. God called me to be the pastor here. God called Becky to be the worship minister here. God called Palmer to be the youth minister here. We have some called to be deacons here, and many others called to serve in different lay positions. But even though we're all called with different purposes, God called on purpose and with a purpose. And when we know that, when we recognize that God calls on purpose and with a purpose, this gives us great hope, because it means even when we can't see the full picture, we can trust that God is still in control. Because I don't know about you, sometimes when God calls me to something, I can't see the whole picture. I don't know everything that God is going to do, and that can be scary, but I can trust God because I know that God has a plan and God has a purpose. When God calls, He calls on purpose and with a purpose. So we see that God called. Second, I want you to see how Moses responded. When God called Moses, Moses responded with a lot of excuses. First, Moses asked in verse 11 of chapter 3, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" Now, humility is a good thing. Certainly, God was not looking for someone that would say, "Step aside, God, I've got this." Right? God was looking for and is still looking for individuals that will recognize the enormity of the call so that they won't depend on themselves, but that they will depend on His strength. But really what we see here with Moses goes beyond humility. Really what we see here with Moses was resistance. And we see this in the following verses as Moses continues to give excuses. And Moses was being resistant because his focus was on himself. His focus was misplaced. Instead of focusing on the God who was present in this burning bush, not allowing this bush to be consumed, instead of focusing on the God that was performing this miracle right before his own eyes, Moses was continuing to focus on himself. He was focused on his own abilities. He was focused on his own qualifications. In chapter 4, verse 1, Moses asks, "What if they won't believe me and they won't obey me?" Then in chapter 4, verse 10, Moses says, "Please, Lord, I have never been eloquent because my mouth and my tongue are sluggish." Moses was so focused on himself, he was so focused on his own abilities, his own qualifications, that he couldn't see how God could possibly accomplish his plans and his purposes through him. And I think this is so key for us, because I think that all too often that's our response when God calls us. I could never teach a Sunday school class. I could never work with children or youth. I could never do that. God could never use me. Who am I? But I want you to hear me right now. God is not looking for your excuses. God is looking for your obedience. And that might be a reminder that you need this morning. God is not looking for your excuses. God is looking for your obedience. Humility is okay, but a resistant heart is no more than disobedience. And if you would say that Jesus is the Lord of your life, listen, there is no place for disobedience in our life. God is not looking for your excuses. God is looking for your obedience. So we see that God called. We see how Moses responded. Finally, this morning, I want you to see that God redirected. When Moses asked God in verse 11, "Who am I?" God responded in verse 12 by saying, "I will certainly be with you." When Moses asked, "Who do I tell them sent me?" in verse 13, God replied in verse 14 by saying, "I am who I am." When Moses asked, "What if they won't believe me?" in Exodus 4:1, God replied to Moses by showing him his power in verses 3 through 9. And when Moses said, "My mouth and my tongue are sluggish," in Exodus 4:10, God replied in verse 11 by saying, "Who placed a mouth on humans? Who makes a person mute or deaf, seeing or blind?" You see, Moses responded with a very self-centered focus, but what God did was redirected Moses' focus back onto God, back onto himself. It was like God was saying Moses, or like God was saying to Moses over and over again, "Stop looking at yourself and start looking at me." And so if you're here today and you would say, "Man, I'm struggling with something that God is calling me to," then I want you to hear those words for you this morning. Stop looking at yourself and start looking at God. God is the one who calls. God is the one who equips. God is the one who qualifies. God is the one who is going to be faithful to accomplish His plan and His purpose in your life and through your life if you will simply allow Him to. It's not about what you think you can or cannot do. It is all about what God can do. So stop looking at yourself and start looking at God. Let God redirect your focus onto Him this morning. God called, Moses responded, and God redirected. And this morning, you may sense that God is calling you. Maybe you sense that God is calling you to serve in a specific way here at this church body. Maybe you sense that God is calling you to go to camp tomorrow. Maybe you sense that God is calling you to vocational ministry or missions. Or it could be that you've never given your life to Christ and you sense that God is calling you to salvation, to respond obediently to Him. Listen, if you've never given your life to Christ, God is calling you to surrender. So would you surrender today? I want to give you the opportunity to do that. In just a moment, we're going to sing another song. And as we sing, this is going to be your opportunity to respond this morning. And if you're here today and you would say, "I've never given my life to Christ, I've never trusted in Jesus as my Lord, but I recognize, yes, He did die for my sins. He rose again, and I'm ready to surrender to Him," then I would invite you to respond. I'd love to talk with you and pray with you. But it could be that maybe God is speaking to your heart this morning. He's calling you in some form or fashion to serve in this church, or He's calling you for ministry or missions. If that's you, then I'd love to talk with you as well. You can respond to that calling this morning. I mean, it could be that you've given your life to Christ, but you've never taken that next step for baptism, to make your faith in Christ public through baptism. If that's you, then I would invite you to respond as well. I'd love to talk with you, pray with you, make that commitment today. Maybe you're here and you would say you've given your life to Christ, you've been baptized by immersion already, you've been visiting First Baptist Church Stockdale, and you're ready to make this your church home, to connect with this church body, to commit to this church body, to serve along this church right here in Stockdale and around the world. Your desire is to serve God right here. If that's you, then I would invite you to respond as well. But whatever it is that God's calling you to do in these final moments, I would encourage you to respond obediently. Would you stand with me right now? Let's go to the Lord in prayer together.
Thanks for listening to our weekly message podcast. At the end of every service, I offer an invitation to respond, and I'd like to invite you to respond today. If you'd like to make Jesus Christ your Lord, or if you'd like information about membership here at First Baptist Stockdale, then head on over to fbcstockdale.org/respond. Your response will come directly to me, and I'll follow up with you this week. God bless you, and have a great week.